Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
The Golden Globe nominations are out. Do people in the industry still care about this, Dean?
Not so much for the Golden Globes. Honestly, they've fallen on very difficult times over the last few years because of internal problems with the organization that put out the awards, the Hollywood Foreign Press, but they've changed the way that they're doing their balloting now. They're changing the way that they do their voting. So they're hoping that they will be able to regain a foothold in the award season again. It's most famously the award show that's known for serving drinks to the people during the show, so they get smashed during the show and do crazy and outrageous things. But even that is up for grabs this year because they can't even find a host for the show. It's like, you know, two or three weeks before the awards will be given out, they still haven't locked in a host. They've offered it to Chris Rock. He said no. They offered it to the guys that do the Smartless podcast, Sean Hayes, Will Arnett, and Jason Bateman. They said no. They offered it to Ricky Gervais, who has done it in the past. He said never again. Same with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, who've done it in the past.
It's not a good sign.
Nobody wants to do this show. So, you know, Bob and I may be...
yeah, we're next. If they work their way as far down the list, they'll
right?
get to us.
Yeah, and, you know, I would be honored to say no to doing it. But the nominees did come out this morning, and it's a first indication of, you know, what could wind up for Academy Award consideration. In the category of Best Motion Picture Drama, the nominees are Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, and The Zone of Interest. For Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, the Michael Jordan movie was not forgotten. Air is nominated. I'm glad to see that. American Fiction, Barbie, which, by the way, got the most nominations of any movie, 9 different nominations. The Holdovers was nominated, May, December, and Poor Things. For Best Motion Picture Animated, The Boy and the Heron, which is the number one movie of this past weekend. It's the first time that an anime movie has taken the top spot at the weekend box office. After that, it's Disney's Elemental, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the Super Mario Brothers movie, Suzume, and also Walt Disney's Wish. For the categories, some of the television categories, the nominees for Best Actor in a TV Drama: Brian Cox from Succession, Karen Culkin from Succession, Gary Oldman for Slow Horses, Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us, Jeremy Strong from Succession, and Dominic West from The Crown. For Best Actress in a Television Comedy or Musical, the nominees are Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Kinta Brunson for Abbott Elementary, Elle Fanning for Great, Selena Gomez, Only Murders in the Building, Natasha Lyonne for Poker Face, and Ayo Edebiri for The Bear. We'll get some more of those nominations up for you in a couple. Oh, I do have some nominations for a Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Motion Picture Drama. Annette Bening was nominated for Naiad. Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon. Sandra Huller for Anatomy of a Fall. Greta Lee from Past Lives. Carey Mulligan in Maestro. And Kaylee Spaney in Priscilla. For Best Male Actor in a Motion Picture, Bradley Cooper is nominated for Maestro, Leonardo DiCaprio for Killers of the Flower Moon, Colman Domingo for Rustin, Barry Keoghan for Saltburn, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, and Andrew Scott for All of Us Strangers. For Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Motion Picture, Fantasia Barrino for The Color Purple, Jennifer Lawrence, No Hard Feelings, Natalie Portman, May, December, Alma Posti from Fallen Leaves, Margot Robbie in Barbie, and Emma Stone for Poor Things. For Best Male Actor in a Musical or Comedy, The nominees are Nicolas Cage for Dream Scenario, Timothy Chalamet for Wonka, Matt Damon for Air, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Joaquin Phoenix for Bo is Afraid, interestingly, not Napoleon, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. So those are some of the major nominees. We'll post the full list up so you can see if any of your favorites made the list.
I loved Air. That was a great movie. We went to the movies this weekend, and I saw, and I'm listing this as far as I'm concerned, the worst movie of 2023.
All right.
But, as is often the case, Marianne loved it.
Yeah.
Did you see or review Saltburn?
I have not seen it yet.
Don't.
I have not seen Saltburn.
No, I mean, it's...
Save my 2 hours?
It's a beautiful work of art, but it's... Oh. I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I've got one of those movies I'm going to tell you about on Friday, Poor Things with Emma Stone.
I could tell from the trailer that's going to be like Saltburn for
it's
me.
It's going to be one of these way too artsy-fartsy movies. That is weird and esoteric, and
some people love those.
It's a critics movie. I can't see anybody wanting to go
see
this movie.
Exactly, a critics movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's the kind of movie that critics will rave about.
Except then, Dean the critic, not him.
Yeah, and then people go and see it and go, what was that I just saw? Yeah. There were times where I was embarrassed to be watching the movie. It was so graphic in some ways. And anyway, I'll tell you more about it on Friday.
Yeah, it sounds like Saltburn. We did make it to the new Alamo Drafthouse in Wrigleyville.
That's a cool place.
It is, but you know what? Validated parking, $10. That's too much. That's too much.
In the Wrigleyville area?
Well, for a movie. But if you're spending all that on a movie, really, $10 more dollars?
I guess so.
Yeah. We'll get more complaints after a break.
I remember when I could take the streetcar for a nickel.
And Dean talked to the stars of Wonka. How'd that go?
Oh, I loved this movie so much. This is... a prequel, an origin story of how Willy Wonka got to be the way that he was, the Willy Wonka that we know from the Gene Wilder movie that we all grew up with, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Timothy Chalamet stars as Willy Wonka, and it's great. The music is great. It's a beautiful movie at the same time, and lots of really good stars now as replacing some of the characters that don't exist yet because this is an origin story. But we do learn how the Oompa Loompas came to be in this movie. Hugh Grant plays a digitally created Oompa Loompa that's hilarious. A couple of the bad guys in the movie are played by Oscar winner Olivia Colman and Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele. Talked with both of them in London when I was there for the world premiere a couple of weeks ago, and they talked a little about the magic of the Willy Wonka legacy. What is the Wonka mystique, the magic?
Well, I suppose, we all have memories of dull characters from childhood and we've read to our kids. To be part of it is really special. But Paul King has done something particularly beautiful with it and has made, I think, an old-school masterpiece for the whole family. It's sumptuous and joyful, mm-hmm. and it's lovely to be in it.
Piggybacking on what Olivia said about an old-school masterpiece, it's like a heartfelt adventure, and those are qualities that you don't see in films as much these days, and it's so nice and refreshing that we get to have that.
I can't wait to tell you more about the movie. It opens on Friday in the Chicago area. It's fantastic. It's like the perfect movie for the holiday season. So I'll tell you more about that, and we'll have my one-on-one interview with Timothy Chalamet a little later in the week as well.
You went to see the Betty Boop musical, didn't you?
Oh, I loved that one, too. I've just been charmed to have so many great musicals. Here's a little taste of this world premiere musical that is currently in our downtown theater district.
Been cooked now. Here are glass to be hooked now. 'Cause the last time I looked now, I'm where I wanna be.
So the character of Betty Boop, for those of you who may not know, maybe too young to remember, was a movie screen icon that began back in the 1930s, kind of a flapper-like character who got into all kinds of crazy situations with her seductive look and little baby doll voice. And now this black and white character literally is transformed into a full color explosion on stage in this joyous new musical that comes to us from two-time Tony Award-winning director Jerry Mitchell and 17-time Grammy winner David Foster. The star of the show is Jasmine Amy Rogers. When you see her performing on stage, you will be witnessing theater history. She is going to be a major, major, major star. And she is so good in the show as Betty, the character that wants more out of life than going boop-boop-y-doo around things. She is transported into present-day New York City. Into a show that is just one spectacular song after another, amazing dance numbers through the show, very clever sets and staging. Like any pre-Broadway show, there are a couple of little adjustments that can be made, but I don't think anything major. I went away from this with ear-to-ear grins from this spectacular show. It's top-notch. I highly recommend this show for members of the whole family. It's at the CIBC Theater downtown through December 24th. You can get tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com.
I'm sorry you already saw it. I was going to ask you to take my wife, but I guess you don't. Well, maybe you'll see
I
it
think
again.
You might enjoy this, Bob.
Really? You think
so? I think you might enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of nostalgia in the show with the Betty Boop, because the show starts off in black and white and then is transformed into color, like The Wizard of Oz.
Ah,
you know, the movie
okay.
Wizard of Oz. So it's kind of cool, technically, some of the things that they do in the show.
Maybe they'll add that to their commercials. Even Bob Surratt may like it.
Yeah, I can see the ad. No, Bob didn't hate it.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.